ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 4, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. We're still on this verse, very important verse, and we're one page into the purport. So I'll just read the verse responsibly. We won't go word by word, since we did that on Friday. Navrita tarshair upagiyamanat bhavasarachotra manobhiramat kautamasloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vinapasugnat. Go ahead. Navrita darshar pagiyamanat bhavat sarach chocha manopiramat kautama sloka nuvadat puman vibrajeta vinapasugnat Navrita darshar upagiyamanat bhavasarach chota mano piramat kautama shloka gunanuvadat viran virajeta vigna pasunat. Navrita darshar upagiyamanat bhavasarach chota mano piramat kautama sloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat. Matajis. Translation. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? The purport, we're at the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. You see that?
Yeah.
The instructions of Bhagavad Gita and the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are so pleasing that almost anyone suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence will desire to hear the glories of the Lord from these books and thus benefit on the path of liberation. Two classes of men, however, will never be interested in hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are determined to commit suicide and those determined to kill cows and other animals for the satisfaction of their own tongues. Although such persons may make a show of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at a Bhagavat Saptaha, this is but another creation of the karmis, who cannot derive any benefit from such a performance. The word pasugnat is important in this connection. Pasugna means butcher. Persons fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to the higher planetary systems must offer sacrifices, yajnas, by killing animals. Lord Buddhadeva therefore rejected the authority of the Vedas because his mission was to stop animal sacrifices, which are recommended in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Nindasi yajna vidaraha shrutirjatam sadaya ridaya darshita pasugatam keshavadrita buddha sarira jaya jagadishare. Even though animal sacrifices are sanctioned in Vedic ceremonies, men who kill animals for such ceremonies are considered butchers. Butchers cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness, for they are already materially allured. Their only interest lies in developing comforts for the temporary body. Bhogai svarya prashakdanam tayapahrita chaitasam vyavasi atmika buddhi samadhau na vidyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Manushya janama pai Radha Krishna nabajiya janiya suniya vishakainu. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious and who therefore does not engage in the service of the Lord is also pasugna, for he is willingly drinking poison. Such a person cannot be interested in Krishna katha because he still has desire for material sense gratification. He is not nivritta trishna. As it is said, trikvargikas te purusha vimukha hari medasa. Those interested in trivarga, that is in dharma, artha, and kama, are religious for the sake of achieving a material position with which to gain better facilities for sense gratification. Such persons are killing themselves by willingly keeping themselves in the cycle of birth and death. They cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness. For Krishna katha, topics about Krishna consciousness, there must be a speaker and a hearer. Both of them, whom can be interested in Krishna consciousness, if they are no longer interested in material topics. One can actually see how the attitude automatically develops in persons who are Krishna conscious. Although the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement are quite young men, they no longer read materialistic newspaper, magazines, and so on, for they are no longer interested in such topics. Nivritta tarshayi. They completely give up the bodily understanding of life. For topics concerning Uttama Shloka, the personality of Godhead, the spiritual master speaks and the disciple hears with attention. Unless both of them are free from material desires, they cannot be interested in topics of Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master and disciple do not need to understand anything more than Krishna, because simply by understanding Krishna and talking about Krishna, one becomes a perfectly learned person. Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavanti. The Lord sits within everyone's heart, and by the grace of the Lord, the devotee receives instructions directly from the Lord Himself, who says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham ridisani visto matak smritu jnanam apohanam cha vedais cha sarvair aham eva vedyo vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Krishna consciousness is so exalted that one who is perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the spiritual master is fully satisfied by reading Krishna Katha as found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and similar Vedic literatures. Since merely talking about Krishna is so pleasing, we can simply imagine how pleasing it is to render service to Krishna. When discourses on Krishna Katha take place between a liberated spiritual master and his disciple, others also take advantage of hearing those topics and also benefit. These topics are the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death. The cycle of repeated birth and death, by which one takes on different bodies again and again, is called bhava or bhava roga. If anyone willingly or unwillingly hears Krishna Katha, his bhava roga, the disease of birth and death, will certainly stop. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called bhava sada, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis are persons attached to material sense enjoyment generally cannot give up their material desires. But Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Kirtan, he will certainly be freed from this disease. A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, who at the end of his tapasya was fully satisfied. When the Lord wanted to give Dhruva benediction, Dhruva refused it. Swamin kritato smi param nayache. My Lord, he said, I am fully satisfied. I do not ask for any benediction for material sense gratification. We actually see that even my young boys and girls in the Krishna consciousness movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because Krishna consciousness is so potent that it gives them full satisfaction, they are no longer interested in material sense gratification. Nirvita tarashaya upigiyamanat bhavasara chautra mano biramat kauta masloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed the parampara system, that is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Description of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except the butcher or one who is killing his own self? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitanjena Tasmai Sigurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So this very important verse that Prabhupada oftentimes quoted, Nirvita tayashaya upagiyamanat bhavasara chotra manovi ramat ka utamasloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat. Who but the pasugnat, the killer of the soul, or the butcher, will not listen to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and the spiritual master, even pasugnats, we are of that class of pasugnats. Many of us are family members, fathers, uncles, family, were butchers. We won't mention whom is son of a butcher, son of a kosher restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio. We won't mention that. But even the butchers are given opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. So much so that they glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead up until the point of death. Even a butcher himself engaged in the process of glorification. My uncle and father, my father got out of the business when the children were born and moved to another place. But the family name was a delicatessen in Cincinnati. Somehow or other, devotees, when they'd meet someone from Cincinnati, they'd tell them, oh, you probably know my uncle Izzy at Izzy Kadetz's kosher restaurant. And they'd give Bhagavatams, and people would buy them because this everybody on the Sankirtan team was Izzy's nephew, a Kadetz member. We taught everyone. So when I went to visit Uncle Izzy and Rosie, on the shelf above items that we can't mention, on the top shelf, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1, Science of Self-Realization, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is, all signed by Sankirtan devotees. Best of luck. Say hello to Uncle Izzy. So Izzy himself put the Bhagavatam on his shelf. Even he was a pasugnat, a big pasugnat. He was a nut and a pasugnat. But he engaged somehow or other by the mercy of the Sankirtan mission in glorifying Srila Prabhupada's books and glorifying the devotee of the Lord. So this is the power of this medicine. There is a disease we are suffering. That disease is not kidney failure. That disease is not liver failure. It's not cancer. It's not any mental disease. Our real disease is janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Birth, death, old age and disease. This is the real bhavaroga, the real disease. And there is a medicine. That medicine is called Bhavasara Chotra Manobiramat. Aneche Osodi Maya Nashi Barolagi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have the medicine which will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Aneche O Saudi Maya. Baba Saudi. The medicine that is Krishna Katha. And the miraculous thing about this medicine, no bad side effects. If you take medicine, I have to take some medicines for material disease. Each medicine has a side effect that practically speaking is worse than the disease itself. Even the reason that some people get, I got very sick, was the doctor prescribed a certain medication which made your mind so wobbly, I decided I don't need this. But it was not exactly true. Materially speaking, you have to take the medicine, even though The warning is there. 1-800-BAD-DRUG. Have you or a loved one suffered cancer, lesions, mononucleosis, or died from taking the following 180 drugs? If so, call 1-800-BAD-DRUG. I was at the dialysis unit some years ago, and they have a little TV screen in front because you have to sit there and they take out all your blood and put it in a machine and put in the new blood that's been chemically treated and is no longer you. It's something else. And on the screen it said, do you go to Fresenius Dialysis? And I was thinking, I'm here at Fresenius Dialysis. Are you engaged in a dialysis process and have used their such and such drug? If you've suffered heart attack, mental discomfort, or death, please contact 1-800-BAD-DRUG. So I called the nurse. So I said, they just had a commercial and said people are dying from your medicine. She said, oh, don't worry. That's just propaganda. I said, they told me to call the number. She said, you better not call. Every medicine, they give you a warning. The following medicine may cause a mental disequilibrium, nausea, diarrhea, ultimately death. If you've experienced any of these, every medicine, at the end, they have to say it by law. They make a commercial for a particular blood thinner. If you've bled out, please call 1-800-BAD-DRUG. You have to contact. So by taking medicine, the mundane Asaudi, there's side effect and ultimately death. But this Bava Saudi, this Bava Asaudi, Bava Sarachotra Manobi Ramat, this divine medicine which attacks birth, which attacks death, which conquers over disease and old age. How else? He's not on drugs. I've looked at his personal life. Amla Bhakta Maharaj takes no drugs. Maybe herbal supplement, I'm not sure. No Western drugs. But he takes the Bava Saudi. And he's jumping up and down in the kirtan. You're 90 what? Something. 82, 86, 94. Whatever. Jumping, running in the circles, jumping up and down. He's accepted the Bava Saudi. No side effect. Only side effect of Krishna Katha is eternal happiness that continues forever and never stops. That's the side effect of listening to Krishna Katha. Old age is conquered. Death is conquered. Prabhupada sat here in Los Angeles, 1974 in January. We were fortunate enough to hear Hari Lilamrita Vachaha, that you become deathless by engaging in Krishna service. He gave lecture on Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. I think it was the first week of January 1974, packed room of Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. about becoming deathless by chanting Hare Krishna. So this Baba Saudi, this medicine, this is real medicine, which will save us from the Bhava Roga and will bring us to the spiritual platform. Sometimes the non-devotees, Mayavadi class, talks about spiritual life, spiritual advancement, but they actually have no conception what is real spirituality. Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Sarvupadi Banirmuktam Tat Paratmena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. By engaging in devotional service, by engaging in spiritual life, there are two side effects. Spiritual life means the beginning, the very beginning. Two side effects. Sarva upadi vinir muktam, the upadi, that I'm American, I'm Russian, I'm Indian, I'm Asian, all of those upadis disappear. We're none of these things. Tat paratmena nirmalam, and our senses become purified to appreciate purified subject matter, purified Krishna prasadam, purified sense objects, like Srimad Bhagavatam, deity worship. Senses become purified. This is the beginning of spirituality. One is not spiritual, not beginning spirituality, if one thinks, oh, I'm big American. I know first time I went to India, I'm not very tall for an American, but compared to people where we went at the time, I seemed like I was a giant in the land and was overlording these little people. So I was thinking, like most people think, I'm big American. I'm very educated, University of Illinois, very Grand Ois University. I'm very special here in this land of India. And a few days after getting there, I got dysentery and was reduced to the size of all of the other inhabitants of the land of India. Within a few short weeks, everything became liquid beauty. But we're so arrogant, we think, I'm a big American. I have my opinion, and we are going to enforce our way of life. Or someone's thinking, I'm an Indian. We used to meet people in Sankirtan still. We'd approach them and they'd say, you know what this is? I'm knowing my whole life. What do you know about this? I'm a Hindu. You don't know anything. I was born with this. Or Jewish people, if you're born Jewish, then you're Jewish. Your mother has to be Jewish. If your father's Jewish, but your mother's not Jewish, as they say in my country, oi, you're out. You're not considered a Jewish. Who cares if you're considered a Jewish? You're born into that. How is that possible? You have some particular trait that's a religious trait, born a Catholic. These are all upadis. I'm Catholic, I'm Mormon, I'm Jew, I'm Hindu, I'm Indian, I'm Russian. I'm a Texas Krishna. Of course, that's transcendental. But we're not these designations. Naham vipro, nacha narpati napi vaisya na sudro, naham varni nacha griyapatir, na yanastu va. Kintu prodyam, nikila parmanana purnamritad bear, gopi bartu parakamalior, das, das, anudas. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not white, I'm not black, I'm not red, I'm not yellow. I'm eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis in Vrindavan who are servants of Krishna. Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Chaitanya Radas, Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Tanra Radasa Radas. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a servant of his servant's servant. This is my position. But I'm thinking, I'm a big Westerner. I have a lot of smartness. I'm a Jewish. We are the chosen people after all. Chosen by whom, I'm not sure. I don't know who they were chosen by. Do you know Bhrigupati? Yeah. Chosen by God. Oh, okay. Chosen people. When did he choose them? That's not for sure. But I'm not these things. God chose everyone. You come to this material world and try to love me. We've all been chosen. But we're thinking, I'm the chosen one. I'm very special because I was born in this way. I had a mole here above. I had some particular bodily designation. These things are thrown out. Dharma projita kaitavotra. Paramonya matsaranam satam. Srimad Bhagavatam throws it out. It's dharma projita. It's false religion. It's false spirituality. If it doesn't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and lead one to giving up the designation of this body and and not experiencing the pleasure of the soul, whom we really are. The soul is not black, white, Italian, French, Greek, Russian. The soul is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, in form, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, who is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Originally, we are his servant, but also full of his quality in minute quantity. So this is the first stage, and we achieve that, according to this verse, by engaging in the process of Krishna Katha. Prabhupada says the main example was Dhruva. He was Nivritta Trishna. He had no more material desires. He was free from material desire. Lord offered him anything. He said, Swamin katarto smi param nayache. I was looking for broken pieces of glass, and now I found the greatest jewel, Krishna consciousness. Prahlad never asked, O my Lord, O best of the givers of benedictions, if you at all want to bestow upon me a benediction, I pray to you from within the core of my heart, Prahlad said. No more material desire. That was Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. Anyone knows the Sanskrit? If you give me the first word, I can tell you, but yes. Oh, my Lord, best of the givers of benediction. He never prayed. Oh, my Lord, best of the givers of benediction. If you at all want to bestow a benediction upon me, then give us today our daily bread. He never made a prayer for mundane sense gratification. My Lord, I was thinking in deep meditation about a couple puris, if you could. What's the Yasyaham? What's the first word? Kamanam, Ridya Samroham, Bhavatas Tu Vrnevaram. First word? Yididas Yasi, Me Kaman, Varam Tvam Bharadarshiva. Kamanam, Ridya Samroham, Bhavatas Tu Vrnevaram. Oh, my Lord, O best of the givers of benedictions. If you want to bestow a benediction upon me, I pray to you within the core of my heart that there be no more material desire. This is Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, just like Dhruva Maharaj prayed. No material benediction. Oh, my Lord, I'm really thinking about a sweet ball. Of course, that's Krishna Prasadam. That's also transcendental. Excuse me. But these are the prayers of the pure devotees, to be engaged in the Lord's service without material benediction. Not, my Lord, I've served you so much. I've done so much for you. I bow my head every morning. I sweep the streets. And this is how you treat me? It's like an ex-wife or something. We don't treat the Lord like that. My Lord, I've done nothing for you. Please be kind upon me and bless me that there be no more material desire. Swam in kritato smi varam neyache. If you'd all want to Dhruva Maharaj is praying that I do not ask for any material benediction. And Queen Kunti, she prayed. She showed us how to pray. Let the calamities fall on me again and again. Because if the calamities fall on me, I'll always be able to think about you. When we're in trouble, oh my God, oh help me God. Please God, somehow or other, please help me. So Kunti prayed, let those calamities come again and again. Bring it on, she said in so many words, so I can always think of you. And my mind will flow to you like the Ganga flows into the bigger body of water, the ocean. So this is our medicine. This is our beginning of our philosophy. If we follow it very seriously and sincerely, we will be able to advance on the path of Sarvapadi, Vinir Muktam, and Tatvaratvena, Nirmalam. Our senses become more and more purified, so that by the time of death, we will be Vaikuntha men and Vaikuntha ladies. I'll never forget about 15 years ago, one of our devotees came back after being gone for years and years and years. And he passed away in the community. He had been gone for a long time. At the time of his passing, his mother came. She was a born-again Christian, two sons, devotees. And at the time of his passing away, the mother, what better instruction besides the guru than your mother? You've heard your mother 20 years of your life. Pick up the garbage. Clean your room. What are you doing? His mother ordered him, Sudama, think of Krishna. Go to Prabhupada. And he passed from this world. Christian mother came. Think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. And there at the wake, I couldn't help but notice, he looked transcendental. And Mother Omkar, as everyone was circling the body before we put it in the fire, she said, Sudama, you look better dead than you look better dead than you did when you were alive. How many years ago was that? About 15 years. And it was true. He looked terrific. Isn't it? Because he was following the order, I believe, of his mother. Senses had become purified and freed from designation. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Yeah.